Philosopher, a Chinese philosopher in the 6th century. His name was Lao Tse. He had heard of a great musician, and that musician was very famous, but he has stopped playing all music. He had stopped singing. So this philosopher Lao Tse was very interested in knowing him. That even though this musician doesn't anymore play the music, doesn't anymore sing any song, and yet he is so famous, and people regard him as the greatest of all musicians. So intrigued by this fact, He goes all over to the place where that musician was residing, to listen to him, to hear him, to know him. And when Lao Tse reaches that musician, he finds that he is sitting under a tree, but he doesn't have any musical instrument. He's just sitting like that. He's not even humming. He's just sitting silently. So this Chinese philosopher asked that musician, how come that you are the greatest musician and yet you don't have a single musical instrument with you? And I also heard that you no more sing. So the musician says, there was a time when I used to play music. There was a time when I used to sing. And musical instruments were necessary. But now, I sing. But the song is soundless. Now I play, but without the help of any instruments. There was a time that I had to play the music, but now I don't have to play. It's going on all the time. And it is the music of no sound. It is the music of no word. It's the music of silence. But Lao Tse says, but I can't hear that music. Where it is? I can't hear it. So the musician says, you will have to stay with me. Then only you will be able to hear it. And Lao Tse agrees. And he stays with that musician for a long time. And after staying with that musician for a long time, he returns back. And when he returns back to his place, disciples of Lao Tse, because he himself was a great philosopher, actually the founder of Taoism. So disciples of Lao Tse ask him, did you hear? He says, yes, I have heard. What is it? He says, it is the soundless sound. He says, that is the sound when all other sounds drop down. When all the world of sound dissolves, then only you can hear the music of silence. Then only you can hear that eternal, divine music of bliss. And it is the experience of most of the greatest singers and musicians that as they get perfect in their art, they stop playing instruments. Because they hear that deep music of silence, which is ever floating within. And once you hear that music of the soul, then the outside music sometimes is an obstruction. When all the sound, words, speeches fall down, then one enters in one divine pause, in one moment of silence. And that's the time when we are with ourselves. That's the time we are in real meditation. That's the time where meditation is not the act of doing, but the act of being happens. So that eternal music is ever again getting played within us. But to what extent we hear that music, that symphony, that resonance, that ecstasy, that rapture, that divine consonance. The more we become silent outside, gradually there is a silence within, and the more there is silence within, the more we become silent outside. And sometimes a time comes in the path of spirituality where we realize that all sounds, all speeches, all words are very much secondary details. And silence is the only language of soul. And silence is the only language of God. And silence is the only language of eternity. So when one reaches that wordless silence, speechless sound, one hears what is known as the divine melody. So today we will discuss something about the divine melody. You must have heard today morning's murli that was on sound, on music, on beat, on tunes. And Baba is hearing different tunes and different beats. Three types of children are described. There are those children whose hearts are ever singing. First, the song of happiness. There are some whose hearts are singing the songs of flying and making others fly. And third type of children are those who are what? Today morning's murli. The third type of children, what are they doing? Practice. Practice. They are practicing. Sometimes when they practice less, their tunes are mixed. So these three types of children Baba has described. Those who are ever singing in happiness, those who are ever flying and making others fly, and third, those who are ever practicing. And all greatest musicians, they keep on practicing all the time. One of the musicians had said that if I stop practicing for 3 days, audience come to know about it. If I stop practicing for 2 days, experts in music, they come to know about it, that I have stopped practicing. When I stop practicing for 1 day, my closest disciples, whom I teach every day, they come to know that their master has stopped practicing. And he says, as far as I am concerned, if I don't practice even for 1 minute, I feel restless. So I have to keep on practicing all the time. So, the divine music. You must have heard about Beethoven. His life is described in 3 stages. Mid, early, middle, and late. He died at the age of 56. The greatest of all the musicians ever the world has produced. And by late 20s, he started becoming deaf. And his greatest compositions were in last 15 years of his life, when he was stone deaf. The greatest music that he composed was during the period when he couldn't hear anything. What a paradox. So the divine melody of this Brahmin life consists of many things. They talk of 7 notes of music. And the first divine melody of Brahmin life is what Baba's heart sings. And that is the Murli. That is the first divine melody, first divine music we get to hear as a student of this university. And that is perhaps the greatest music ever composed by anyone on this planet Earth. When God comes and He gives, He plays the divine music which we hear every day. And we sing in happiness, we sing in joy, listening to that music. Because what He says, what He talks, till now nobody has spoken, till now nobody has taught. And God is one person who knows everything about this world. He knows every virtue which is happening, every sin which is there on this planet Earth. He knows the entire cycle. He knows the entire story. And that's why He comes at the end of the cycle and He narrates the complete story of each and everything that happened. And that's why what He says, what He opinion He gives is the highest. What dictates He describes, what commandments He gives, these are the highest teachings of the world. And that is why this music is perhaps the greatest divine melody ever. First time this Bhagavad Gita was translated in English by Edwin Arnold. Gita was translated in English and he named it as the song Celestial. He called it a song. He did not call it a scripture or written material. He called it a song. So what God sermonizes, what God teaches, in fact, that's a very, very beautiful song. A very beautiful song. So Murli is a divine melody. Murli is the divine song. Murli is that divine symphony. Murli is that divine music that stirs the soul. It's the sweet music. It's a music of silence. Though there are words in it, but those words are those that take us beyond words. So, these ears are very fortunate that we have got to listen to His words of divine melody. So that's the first melody in Brahmin life. Now the question is, what do we do with this Murli? What should we do with this Murli which we hear every day? There are few things everyone must do to this divine melody. To listen to it, but not just listening. When Baba speaks, between two sentences there is a pause. You must have heard Avyakta Bab Dada speaking. How he speaks? Very slowly. Sometimes conducts trill in between. So when he speaks, there are pauses. And they are the divine pauses. In those pauses, probably he is speaking something. To listen to that silence between the words is to listen to Him. So what we have to do with Murli is to listen to it with rapt attention. And even whilst listening, imbibing it at the same time. Let those words penetrate the soul. Lord, let those words go so deep within us that they become very part of our being. Listening and then reading. Mere listening is not enough. We have to read it at least 2 to 3 times to understand the deeper meaning of it. Long back in Gyan Sarovar, there was a jurist conference. In that conference, one judge had come and he was giving a speech. In that speech, he was glorifying Vedas, the Hindu scriptures. And he was saying, these rishis, sages of yore, they were very intelligent. And he was saying, they were sitting here and they wrote all the scriptures. Human beings are sitting here and they are trying to understand those scriptures. How can they? You have to elevate yourself to the same stage in which the speaker is sitting. This was a beautiful thing he spoke. God is sitting here and he is narrating Murli. He is absolutely bodiless. He is avyakta, unmanifest. And we are sitting here trying to understand words. How can we? Though we may know his language, but his language is a language of silence and love. So unless and until we elevate our stage to his stage, then only we can understand the flow of words, the flow of meaning, the flow of silence would flow, otherwise not. So listening Murli, reading Murli, and then narrating that to others throughout the day. Make it an aim that you narrate some of the points, you relate some of the points of Murli to someone. Discussing Murli is a missing dimension in Brahmin family. Discussing points of knowledge is a very important thing. And then going in silence and churning those points. Going in deep silence and churning each and every point of knowledge. Trying to go into the very depth of it. Then only you can enjoy this divine melody. Otherwise, this is would be just a text, words, that's it. Those texts should become living words. Those living things should enter us, our souls. As the blood flows, let those words flow in the veins. So, listening, reading, relating, revising it, churning it, discussing it, narrating it to others. These are all the things we have to do every day. And then writing. Writing what? Take out different topics, different points, and do some creative writing every day. And then one more thing, and which is very important. Every day create a new spiritual drill from Murli. Every day create a drill from Murli and do every yoga with a new drill. It's not something new in our yoga, in our churning, in our discussion, in our thoughts, in our thinking, in our reflection, in our contemplation, everywhere. Then only this divine melody of Murli we will imbibe within us. So, take out 5 topics every day from Murli, write them down, and throughout the day, work on them. For example, in today's Murli, Baba has used a very good Hindi word, that is in fact a Sanskrit word, Siddhi. The English translation is very poor. They have written success, but success is not Siddhi. Siddhis are very different things. Siddhis are supernatural, extraordinary, magical powers possessed by certain souls. That's why the whole world go to those people who perform miracles. So Baba says, you have to perform the spiritual miracle. You have the alaukik, spiritual, imperishable Siddhis with you, those powers with you. So become the embodiment of Siddhis, Siddhis Swarup. They sing about 8 Siddhis. Baba also has mentioned 8 miracles in today's Murli that we will discuss. So the first thing is, first divine melody is Murli. What God is speaking. What God is speaking, no, he is singing rather. and listening it with that same stage in which he is sitting. As I said, he is sitting here, speaker is here, audience is here. Elevate. The speaker is bodiless, audience are embodied beings filled with lot of body consciousness. How can they understand the deeper things, the deeper connotations, what he is speaking? So that is the first. The second divine melody is something that is coming out from children's heart. And what is the one word, one lyric that comes out from everyone's heart? From today's Murli? Baba. But Baba says, the tunes are different, the beats are different. Sometimes you say Baba as an attainment, prapti, sometimes as pukar, calling out. Sometimes you are dancing, sometimes getting merged in love, sometimes disheartened, sometimes effort. So these are the different varieties with which every soul is singing Baba. Every soul's heart, Baba word is coming out, the same lyric, but the tune and the beat is so different. There are only few souls, Baba said, from whose heart it is automatic, like scientific inventions. The switch of awareness is always on. Otherwise, most of them have to first on it and then the music comes out. Baba. So this is all the different, you know, beautiful way of describing things. Baba is king of or emperor of literature. So he is very rich in his language. The way he describes things, the way he speaks, the way he gives to ordinary things extraordinary form. His examples, his parables, his anecdotes are extraordinary, out of this world. So, the second divine melody is the one which comes out from our heart. What our heart is singing throughout the day. Is it singing Baba, Baba, Baba with love, or there is complaint? Baba, this is not good, that is not good. Is there any procedure to change the room? Baba, what should I do? This is the yoga, Amrit Vela yoga. Can I shift to Pandav Bhavan? Here it is not so good. Baba, can you help me in this? This is the divine melody which is coming out. So Baba says, some are disheartened and then they sing Baba. And some are singing in happiness and some are merged in love and some are dancing in happiness. So what songs are coming out from my heart? Are they songs of gratitude? Baba, whatever you have given, I am happy with that. You know, one of the best definition of contentment, you can write it down. Contentment is not about fulfillment of your desires. It is the realization of how much you already have. Contentment is not the fulfillment of your unfulfilled desires. It is the realization of what you already have. Whatever you have given me, oh Baba, I am happy with it. I am happy with everything. I have no complaints about anything. Whatever you have given me, whichever place I am, amongst whichever people I am happy with those people. I am happy with my body. I am happy with the diseases of my body. I have no complaints about anything. Because I know the karmic accounts are getting settled. And I know that what you have given is too much. So this heart sings only one divine melody. Thank you, Baba. Wah, Baba. Wah, my Brahmin life. Wah, my fortune. So it's the melody of wah, wah. It's the melody of aha, zindagi. Aha, life. This is a very beautiful life. You heard this song? Don't worry. Be happy. It's a beautiful song. Don't worry. Anything happens, don't worry. somebody has taken away your bed, don't worry. Your landlord comes and asks for the payment and you have no payment, don't worry. And the singer says, if you have any worry, call me, I'll give you my number. So don't worry. Today's Murli Baba said 99% of world population is dead, lying on the pyre of worry. Have you heard that? That's the statistical figure Baba has given. Only 1% is without worry. Only 1% is living. 99% of the world population is dead. Baba is a good statistician. He's an analyst. So, the melody that comes out from our heart should be of gratitude, of love, of happiness, of peace, of purity, of thankfulness, of contentment, of cheerfulness, that we are happy, whatever you have given us. I don't need anything. Baba doesn't want us to become complaint box. You must have heard about that story of a boy who goes to the monastery, and in that monastery there is a rule that you can speak only once in 5 years. And only 2 words. So once a new student comes, so after 5 years he is called. Only 2 words he has to say. So he says, bed hard. The bed on which he sleeps, it's very hard. Just 2 words. After that, go away. Then next 5 years he comes. He says, food bad. Food is not good. Only 2 words. He goes back. Again he comes after 5 years. And he says, what he must be saying? What he must be saying? Goodbye. He says, going back. And the master says, thank you. That's it. Go back. You speak too much. You have a lot of complaints about everything. After five years, you got a chance to meet once, and that also, you are complaining. After many years, you get a chance to meet Dadi, and you open your Pandora's box of complaints. What is that? So the divine melody of our heart. Baba says only one lyric, only one word, and day and night that word is coming out from every heart. But then there is a fluctuation. There is a difference in tune and beat. Now as I was talking to you about 8 siddhis, siddhi, as I said, siddhis means power. Baba said Siddha Baba. Like there are people, you go to him, and they will perform some miracle. So you also perform 8 types of miracles. What are they? From today's Murli. The music that comes out from your heart should perform 8 types of miracle. In Hindi it is known as Ashta Siddhi. Ashta Siddhi, there are 8 types of Siddhis. Once you perform some tapa, some tapasya, some sadhana, some form of meditation, you acquire those powers. In the world they are known as Anima. Anima means to become very small. Mahima, to become very big. Laghima, garima, to means heavy. Laghima, to means become very light. These are the different powers they mention. Ashitva, you have control over things. Vashitva, you have supremacy over things. Prapti, whatever you desire, that comes in front of your mind. Prakamya, your desires are fulfilled. So these are 8 types of power which are mentioned in scriptures. And there are other powers also, like walking on the water, walking on through the air to get invisible, clairaudience. You sit here and you listen what is happening in Pandavan. You sit here and you can see what is happening in Shantivan. These are known as clairaudience, clairvoyance. These are the powers. So Baba said, when you sing Baba, your heart, what should happen? 8 miracles should take place. What are they? First, What are they? One who doesn't have leg, he will get a leg and he will start walking. One who doesn't fly, you will give him wings and he will start flying. But all these things have a very divine meaning, very spiritual meaning. It is mentioned in Bible, a person is coming who is blind and he says in front of Jesus Christ, and Jesus asks him, "Dost thou believest that I canst cure thee?" He says, "Yea, Lord, then be thou cured." And he starts seeing. So the third miracle, Baba says, which you have to perform is, those who are blind, give them third eye, so that they can see their elevated present and they can see their elevated future. So you are the one who give wings, you are the one who give them legs. Which leg? Leg of attainments. You are the one, third, who give them divine eyes, so that they can see the world as it is. At present, with that body conscious two eyes, they see everything and do everything that is vicious. You are the only persons in the world who are Siddhi Swarup, who are embodiment of success, who are embodiment of Siddhis, these powers. You can give them these Siddhis. So these are the three. Fourth, what you will do to the beggar? What you will do to the beggar? Give him treasure so that he will start singing, "I have achieved and I have got." Any person who is beggar, who is suffering from gross spiritual poverty, who doesn't have any spiritual treasures, he's a pauper. You give them the spiritual, imperishable treasures. So that is the fourth miracle which you have to perform. Baba says you have to perform these divine miracles. You are the magicians who will perform these miracles. So fourth is this. Fifth, those who are sitting on the bed of sorrow, make them sing the song of happiness. Next, those who are sitting on the pyre of worry, chinta, make them dance in happiness. Sixth, seventh, those who are disheartened, dil shikast, you are the one who will make them sing songs of enthusiasm. And last, eighth, those who are dead, what you will do to them? Jesus Christ is described. Mary comes to Jesus, "Lord, you should have been here. My brother would not have died." Jesus says, "Where is he? Take me to him." And he goes out. He 3 days he is already dead, Lazarus. And he says, "Lazarus, come out. And he comes out of that cave, who was dead already. Baba says, you have to perform this miracle now. What miracle? If somebody is dead, you make him alive. Okay, so you know the cemetery here? You can go there to the graveyard. Because that's the job you have to do. The whole world is a graveyard. Every soul is dead. Every soul is dead. They are not living, they are dead. That is the state of the world. Baba says 99% of the world is dead, sitting on the pyre of worry, stress, tension, what the life they are living. They should realize that you are the one who can give them siddhis. In the world, even if they get siddhis, what they will do? If a lame person is there, he starts walking, then he will have some other desire. Somebody gives a very strong criticism to Jesus Christ, multiple miracles. They say that he made Lazarus come out. He died and he came out. Now if that Lazarus starts committing sinful activities, who is responsible? Jesus is responsible because he made him alive. So, our siddhis, our spiritual extraordinary powers are very subtle powers. So these are the miracles Baba said you have to perform. Each one of you has to perform. And how do we perform? First miracle, give them wings. Means their wings are cut by Maya. They are under the influence of vices. They can't fly. The soul is attached to the body. Our power should be so much that we give them the power and the soul starts flying. They cannot walk. They don't have feet. Their legs are cut. So it's we who have to give them legs. I just remembered a joke. And there was a person who was saying to his friend that I killed 100 soldiers in the war, enemy, 100 people. See, the other person who was there sitting, he said, even I had gone to the war once and I killed, I cut their legs, about 1,000 people. He says, how come 1,000 and everybody's leg you cut? They said their head they already cut. So that's why I killed this. That's a joke. So what we have to do is to give them leg of attainments. They can't walk. They are lame, crippled, paralyzed. We have to give them legs of attainments. Third, we have to give them third eye. They can't see. They are blind. Fourth, they are beggars. They don't have anything. Outside tinsel, outside frivolous pleasures, outside show off flamboyant pleasures, but inside they are having gross vacuum within. They are unhappy. They are frustrated. Not an iota of happiness inside. So those who are sitting on the bed of unhappiness, let them sing the song of happiness. Those who are sitting on the pyre of worries, let them dance in happiness. Those who are depressed, those who are disheartened, those who have lost all hopes in life and just thinking of committing suicide. This morning, today morning only, I was at Anadra. You have seen Anadra Point? Sunset Point? Pandabhavan? There was one guide, he was explaining to those tourists that this is also known as Suicide Point. Any one of you is unhappy? He was asking them. He was asking, is any one of you happy? This is the best place for you. So, the whole world is unhappy. If you see properly. And this is Baba who is saying this, 99%. So that is why we have to make them happy. Give them enthusiasm. This is the task what we have to do. And those who are dead, we want to let them rise. Dead means total loss of interest in everything. Such an abysmal state of depression. They can't get sleep at night. They are taking a lot of pills, but there is no sleep still. They have a lot of money, but they can't sleep. There is no happiness. There is nobody to love them. Such a life they are living. It's really miserable. So you should be filled with mercy to help your brethren. The whole world is our kul, Baba said. Today's Murli only, our clan. Whole world is our clan. So the second melody is the melody of our heart. The third melody, the divine melody, is the divine melody of Madhuban. What is the divine melody of Madhuban? What Madhuban says to you when you come here? Madhuban, what does it say to you? Does it have something to say? So many things, huh? Madhuban speaks. Madhuban never sleeps. Madhuban speaks. Only thing is that you should listen to the voice of Madhuban. Madhuban says, come and do tapasya. Madhuban says, what are you doing? Where are you running? I am here. And you are coming after such a long time? Where were you for the last 2-3 years? I am waiting for you all the time. And you are not remembering me only. Do you hear Madhuban ever say to this to you? It says, so there is a divine symphony, divine melody in Madhuban also. Madhuban speaks, Madhuban says something. Listen to the silence of Madhuban. If any one of you had been in Pandabhavan and early morning hours, you taste that silence from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. early morning. What a deep silence it is. Early morning hours of Madhuban, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. There's a pin drop silence. And you start listening to those voices of Brahma Baba, of Dadis. You know, there is something known in English. It's known as Akashic Records. Akash means sky. Records means the sky is keeping with it some records. Nothing is missed. What Hitler had said, that is there. What Mahatma Gandhi had said, that is there. What Mussolini had said, that is there. What Stalin had said, that is there. What Shankaracharya had said, that is there. What Buddha had said, that is still preserved here in the records, Akash. Nothing is gone. Only thing is that if you can tune your mind, you can listen to all the voices which are within, outside. So listening to that divine melody of Madhuban, without asking anything to anyone, all our answers would be, questions would be answered in the still hours, in the wee hours of Madhuban. Even so here, early morning hours, you see there's a pin drop silence. And probably in that silence only, the greatest questions are answered, the most difficult problems are solved. We have not asked anyone, just sitting still in silence, and we get the solutions. So the third divine melody is the melody of Madhuban. And one more thing, make it a point that you make a mental trip to Madhuban at least once. Visit the 4 pilgrimage sites, go to Shantistam. Through your mind, go to History Hall, go to Baba's room, go to Baba's hut. Through your mind, even now and even after going to your places, wherever you stay, make a mental trip to Madhuban at least once. If possible, make a mental trip to Diamond Hall once every day. Sit that Bab Dada is sitting and I am in front of him. And he's filling me with powers. He's filling me with divine energies. And listen to what Madhuban says. It has so many things to teach us. There's an English poet, Percy Bysshe Shelley. One of the best poets. Romantic trio of 17th century. In one of his poetry's ode to the skylark, he has seen a bird and he has written a big poetry. Rather than saying he has written or composed, it flown out from his heart. At one point he says, "Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine? Teach me, bird or sprite, I think you are a spirit, you are not bird. Teach me, bird or sprite, what sweet thoughts are thine? I have never heard sound of divine ever like this before." Chorus hymeneal or triumphal chant match with thine would be all, but an empty want, a thing wherein we feel there is a hidden want. What he is writing is very much divine, because he is very near to nature, and that's why he can communicate with birds also. All poets have that ability. Here also we are divine poets. Listen to what Madhuban says. Sitting in the Baba's kutia, listen to what Baba says. Listen to what that kutia is saying to me, that hut is saying to me. So that is the third melody in this Brahmin life. The fourth melody of the Brahmin life is yoga. Is the yoga. When we are in close touch or connected with Baba. When we are in very strong connection throughout the day, you will start hearing some melody, some divine sweetness emerging out. Whatever in today's Murli, Baba said, Baba heard all of these voices, all of your sweetness, all of the music, all of the beats and tunes, and after that, in today's Murli, Baba praised us a lot. He said, you are the ones who are having in love with Father. You are the one who are having all relationships with the Father. You are the one who are doing everything for the Father. You are the one in your awareness, in your mouth, in your drishti, in your vision is Father. You are the one, you have surrendered yourself to the Father. He praised us a lot in today's Murli. So when we are in close connection with Baba, you know, we start getting new touchings every day. What to do and what not to do. He will guide. I don't have to think much. Automatically, things start happening to me with His divine guidance, as if I am under the canopy of that Supreme. And wherever I am going, His canopy is following me. That divine experience. So make it a point to increase the chart of yoga every day. Every day should see us a better yogi than we were yesterday. Every tomorrow should make us a better yogi than we are today. And yogi means who is having a very strong link with the Father. Baba says, keep on singing all the time. Your heart should keep on singing Baba, 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 all the time. So yoga creates a divine melody. A soulful yoga, a playful yoga, an entertaining yoga, a deep yoga, a concentrated yoga, a loveful yoga. That sort of yoga. So when you are in Madhuvan, stay connected with Him all the time. Outside you are talking, but inside you are connected with Him. Outside you are doing something, but inside you are having a strong connection with Him. Outside, whatever is happening, inside is linked with Him. That is the real yoga. So this is the another spiritual divine melody. The next divine melody is service. Service is also divine melody. But the service should have certain things. Selfless. Soul consciousness. Supreme soul consciousness. Srimat. Detached. Trikaldarshi. Knowing the three aspects of time and then entering into service. Surrendering. All those things should be included in service. And the sense of being an instrument. I am an instrument. I am an instrument. I am an instrument. If Baba wanted, He would have made some other soul as an instrument, but He chose me. This is my fortune. For this service He chose me. So, when such service is done, then only that divine melody you hear. Otherwise, we have seen there is so much conflicts in service. There are sanskaras, the friction of sanskaras in service. People are doing service, but then they are fighting with each other. Two centers, two souls, two Brahmins, two sisters, two brothers. I will tell you one event which is not very good, but you must know it. There was once a Shiv Jayanti program, Shivratri program was there. So one center people went to the governor, secretary. And he said, the center people said, please come to our place. We are having a program and we invite you. So those group of Brahma Kumari centers, those people, they left. The next day, another center people came. Another Brahma Kumari center people went to the governor and they said, please come to our program. We have a program in our center. So the secretary of the governor said, but we are already coming to your center. So they asked, which center you are going? They said, that center. These people said, don't go, they are not good people. Come to us. Please go, don't go to them. Now tell me, what is this, service or disservice? They have no idea about your center and this center and that center. For them, Brahma Kumaris is one thing. But then, This is how things happen. Jealousy, envy, all those things happen. The service has to be very, very pure intention. Very, very pure intention. That let each and every soul of this planet get benefited. I don't worry. Why should I be jealous? Why should I have an envy? For anyone, if somebody is going ahead, he is in fact glorifying the Father. Let him do that. I don't have to become an obstacle in his path. So service means selfless. Service means surrender. Service means there is a Srimat there, soul consciousness is there, supreme soul consciousness, that is remembrance of Baba is there. Detached it should be, detached observer you should be. And Trikaldarshi, alert, tireless. These are some of the things which are needed to become Karma Yogi. Otherwise, service deteriorates. In the name of service, we are just doing social service, not spiritual service. It is just a pure social service. That's it. So, the divine malady of service. The next is divine malady of drama. What is it? You know, drama also has a very divine melody. Beautiful song. At least once in 24 hours, you should remember all the points of drama. They will make you strong, immovable, unflinching, unshakable throughout the day. In this drama, every soul is innocent. In this drama, everything is fixed. This drama is accurate. This drama is beneficial. This drama Father likes. So, you should also love this drama. Father loves the action of every actor. So, you should also love. And this drama, Father sees this drama as a detached observer. You also watch this drama as a detached observer. Whatever is happening in the drama is same as 5,000 years back. It's a repetition. So I don't have to get amazed, surprised, shocked by seeing certain event. Why this soul is doing like that? In today's blessing also Baba said, there are two reasons for waste thoughts. What are they? Arrogance and second, feeling insulted. Why I am not at the front? Why they did not inform me? I should have called for candle lightning on this stage. Am I less VIP? Why I am not giving the front stage? I know many people here. If you want anything, just let me know. You want Toli? I'll just give a call. You will get everything. I know so many people. When this I is hit, then you feel insulted. And then there is a string and battery of waste thoughts start. Why this? Why that? Here also this is happening. All those things start. So this is all waste. For that, drama points are must. So drama is a definitely a divine melody. Remember all the points of drama. They will keep your stage very strong, firm. You know what Nirvair Bhai had said once? In front of the Father, 10 dramas had come. 10. He selected this one. And that's why this is the best. He left all others. There's some problem in that. Some actors were not good. But this script was very good. Music was very good. Songs were very good. Storyline was very good. Everything was so beautiful in this drama. That's why he chose this. So in this drama, everything is beautiful. This drama is wonderful. And I am happy with this drama. So the last melody is nature. What you have to do with nature? The five elements. Who loves the five elements? Everyone? What do you love so much in nature? Peace. Silence. The nature has so much to teach us. Just going and sitting and see what happens. In that stillness, some new touching will take place. There was one village and there was no rain there for a very long time. And a band of musicians happened to pass by that way, and they were earning their living by performing musical concerts. And they said that we would play in this village, and probably we would help them, you. But the villagers were so annoyed and depressed, and they were really unhappy. They said, we don't want you, just go away from here. We are not going to come to listen to any one of your music. But they said, we will help you. So that band of musicians, they go to the top of the mountain, and there they start playing their music. And as they start playing their music, those little ripples of the music, they transcend and they go to the sky. And then the clouds start moving, and after some time there is a rain. So you know, such things are shown. The music lamps the light. The music brought the rains. So listening to the music of nature, the divine melody of nature, that should be an integral part of Brahmin life. Because we are very close to Baba when we are close to the five elements. Giving them Sakash, thanking five elements, helping the nature is our one of the duties. So we discuss seven different types of melodies, the seven notes of the divine melody. First, what Baba says, that is his Murli. Second, what our own heart says, that's the divine melody. Third, what Madhuban says. Fourth, what yoga. In yoga, what melody we hear. Next, in service, what melody we hear. And then in drama, what melody we hear. And last, the five elements. Okay. Om Shanti.